Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Ben Parker from Oxford, Mississippi.
Hey, how are things in Oxford, Mississippi,
so
the Oxford of the South?
It is good. I'm selling beer, so it's not too bad.
Well,
what kind?
Selling beer in a university town is probably a pretty good gig, am I right?
Yeah, you got to keep the students healthy and happy.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show, Ben. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Ben's topic?
Trust me, I'm an expert.
Experts have more expertise than non-experts, according to experts. But this week we read about an expert getting something wrong. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You will win our prize. Carl Castle expertly leaving his voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
When Wendy Schleicher of Ottawa, Canada, turned 50, her family and friends knew where to take her, to a place where she could ski, eat the world's best chocolates, and buy a cuckoo clock. All the things Wendy loves. So they chartered a jet to Switzerland, except that the pilot must have misheard. When we landed, I thought, Switzerland doesn't have elephants and rhinos, said Wendy. That's when I discovered we were in Swaziland. Swaziland is a subtropical landlocked monarchy in southern Africa, about 11,000 miles from Switzerland. I felt terrible about the mix-up, said pilot Brad Grossman. Lately, I've been suffering from a lot of waxy buildup, so my hearing's not what it was. But a plucky Wendy and her Canadian cohorts made the best of it. It would have been awfully hurtful to Swaziland to turn around and leave, so they used their snow skis to water ski along the Zambezi River. They made their own chocolate from cacao beans they picked. Wendy even dressed up as Heidi to read stories to Maasai children at a bonfire. I hadn't packed anti-malarial pills for Switzerland, but luckily since Canada has nationalized health care, I stopped in at our embassy in Mbabane. That's the capital of Swaziland.
My God.
A pilot who brought his charter jet to Swaziland instead of Switzerland. Your next story of an expert not being so expert comes from Amy Dickinson.
Alvin Barr hit the jackpot recently when he brought a ceramic jug to Antiques Roadshow to be appraised. Alvin came away with the shocking knowledge that his $300 ugly face jug was worth $50,000. The grotesque style pottery, which looks like a cross between a gargoyle and Nick Nolte's mugshot, was described by the show's appraiser as bizarre and wonderful and about 100 years old. After the jug was appraised, Alvin Barr, its owner, reacted like he went to bed with Phyllis Diller and woke up with Beyonce. He immediately freaked out and hid the valuable jug behind his couch. When the Antiques Roadshow episode featuring this jug aired on TV, however, a viewer recognized it as the high school art project made by her friend Betsy in the 1970s in Bend, Oregon. Sure enough, the original artist, Betsy, verified that she had made it in ceramics class. So it's not 100 years old, and it's not worth $50,000. It's as old as your mom's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album, and it's worth a little more than $300. The Antiques Roadshow expert admitted his mistake, and the owner took the jug out from behind his couch. He said, I hated it when it was worth $50,000 because who wants that lying around their house? Now it's on my table, and I love it again.
Antiques Roadshow. Mistakes, a high school art project for a valuable antique. Your last story of a guru stepping in doo-doo comes from Peter Gross.
Dr. Vincent Benjamin of Palm Springs, California, is one of America's leading experts in the Kama Sutra, the ancient Indian book containing dozens of creative sexual poses with names like the eagle, the bridge, and bandolier. But the Kama Sutra isn't just sexy twister. It can be a way for couples to rekindle the dormant flames of their marriage, which is why this week Dr. Benjamin sold out the symposium he hosted at the Sheridan in Indio, California, entitled More Bang for Your Buck, Spicing Up Your Love Life for Only $50. The four-hour session ended with Dr. Benjamin introducing the couples in attendance to a new position that he created called the Screaming Lotus. Now, the exact configuration of the bodies in this position is a little tricky to describe on NPR, but suffice to say, it involves significant balancing, rotating, and lifting, and, as it turns out, intense muscle pulling and ligament tearing. Because unless you're a Cirque du Soleil performer and your partner is a professional weightlifter, you should probably ease into the Screaming Lotus. All of the couples who tried it didn't even get past the first step and found it a little light on the lotus and a little heavy on the screaming. You wouldn't tell first-time mountain climbers to scale Mount Everest, said Dr. Benjamin. I should have given these couples appropriate warm-up exercises. The couples are threatening to sue the doctor for what is being called the first case of sexual malpractice.
All right. So these are your choices. Somewhere, somebody who was supposed to know something got it wrong. Was it from Mo, a pilot who brought his passengers to Swaziland, not Switzerland? From Amy, an antiques roadshow appraiser who mistook a high school art project for a valuable antique? Or from Peter Gross, a sexpert who gave his students a homework that was too hard, let's say. Which of these was the real person who misled somebody?
I would say the Screaming Lotus feels right, but I'll go with the antique roadshow.
Oh. All right. You might think the Screaming Lotus feels right, but not the people who tried it. So your choice then is Amy and her story of the mistake on Antiques Roadshow. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we talked to someone intimately involved with this story.
I made this pot in high school. I was just having fun. And it was appraised for a lot of money.
That was Betsy Sewell, the woman who made this pot in high school back in the 70s and saw it on Antiques Roadshow being mistaken for a valuable antique. Congratulations, Ben. You got it right. Amy was telling the truth. You knew that. You've won Carl's voice on your voicemail, and Amy gets a point. Woo! Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
And I think I just made my biggest mistake.